Hello again, Mike Roberts here with the penultimate programme, number 16, in this, the second series of Malta Memories. And again, the ingredients remain the same, memories created by ordinary people and ordinary events here in Malta between 1973 and 1980, as always, liberally flavoured with the popular music of the time. This week, we begin a brand new decade with the first 6 months of 1980, during which an Elvis Presley compilation album was released by the UK arm of RCA, entitled Elvis Presley Sings Lieber and Stoller, on which this song was featured.
When the night grows cold and I want to hold you, baby, don't say don't.
Elvis Presley and Don't, just one of the 20 songs released on that album in 1980. News-wise, as the year began, New Zealand pianist Peter Cooper appeared at the Manuel Theatre in January, playing pieces by Bach, Beethoven and Chopin. Well-known Maltese broadcaster, the late Charles Arrigo, with whom I worked on a number of occasions in the early 60s, directed a production of Waters of the Moon at the Aturi Theatre. A new record price for Maltese gold was announced, up by 81 Malta pounds an ounce. A wedding ring, costing 20 Malta pounds in 1979, was now 45 Malta pounds in 1980. A correspondent to the Sunday Times, writing under the pseudonym of Metropolitan, bemoaned the dismal state of Valletta's city gate, and called for a complete facelift for the bus terminus. And Doris Coussens led an enthusiastic 1,000-strong audience at the Mediterranean Conference Centre in a participative display of Keep Fit techniques. I wonder if that audience would have found this 1980 Neil Diamond piece from his successful Jazz Singer album inspirational to their routines.
Me.
Neil Diamond and You Baby. The year got further underway as the Gozo Channel Company raised fares on all their ferries to one Malta pound return, or 80 cents on one of the less luxurious craft. In London, at the Commonwealth Institute, a permanent Malta stand depicted and displayed The Story of Malta. An exhibition of oil paintings by Tony Spiteri, Tony Bugea, and Xavier Ketkuti was held at Valletta's Museum of Fine Arts. And Godfrey Vella was re-elected as the only student representative on the Council of the New University. As Joseph Sherry of Senglea received the accolades for his 135-centimetre-long model of a galleon, Sunday Times editor Anthony Montanaro visited Bonn as a guest of the German government. Malta was reported as being the first country to lift sanctions on trade and economic cooperation with Zimbabwe, formerly Rhodesia. The Dorian Woodwind Quartet from the United States appeared at the Manuel Theatre. And a Russian survey ship was challenged by an Armed Forces of Malta patrol boat as it steamed off Malta. It requested that a sick crew member was landed for hospital treatment. The 1980 yearbook went on sale again, and its usual high standard was maintained, providing reference to anything you might wish to know about Malta and the Maltese Islands. Malta's premier composer, Charles Camilleri, returned from a successful tour of North America. The first of six Shell Company tankers arrived for repair schedules at the island's dry docks. And summertime began, with Malta putting the clocks forward 1 hour before retiring on March 30, 1980. It was timing, in fact, that Sheena Easton's chart hit that year was all about. 9 to 5.
Together.
Sheena Easton. April arrived, heralding a very important anniversary. St. Luke's Hospital celebrated its 50th birthday, the foundation stone having been laid on April 5, 1930. It was then and remains today a landmark for miles around, despite the premier hospital role now resting with Mater Dei. Under the sponsorship of the Malta Lions Club, a Gozo Lions Club was launched. Orion Airways' inaugural flight from Malta took 122 British tourists home from Lua, at the start of an expected 6 flights per week schedule, re-echoing the importance at the time of expanding the role of tourism in Malta's economy. Would-be burglars fled from Mitzi Limited, the household appliance shop in Santa Ana Street in Floriana, when they triggered the alarm system. And the Saturday morning matinee club welcomed the Muppets to the Plaza Theatre, Sleema. The island's archery champions were declared at the Marsa, with Joe Vella Garfiero as the male champion and Joanna Adjus the lady champion. In soccer, Valletta became the 1979-1980 champions. As housewives faced a shortage of tinned milk, Malta's milk marketing undertaking announced the price of their one-pint milkshakes at 10 cents. Monsignor George Precker, Dun George, a saintly priest who founded the Society of Christian Doctrine and who died in 1962, was commemorated by the Malta Post Office with a special stamp issue on the centenary of his death. The cost of living rose by 1.71 points over a month, and 200 young Maltese welcomed spring at St. Julian's venue by dancing and merrymaking to the music of Hustle Disco. In doing so, all were wearing carnations to greet the coming season. Musically, a group calling themselves The Vapors made it to number 3 in the UK charts with this. I got your picture. Vapors and turning Japanese. May arrived, and on the second day of Carnival, King Carnival's reign of merrymaking, movement and colour continued with a children's carnival in the morning, with dancing competitions afternoon and evening. 7 young bandsmen joined the St. Joseph Band of Kirkop, proving that Malta's great tradition of bands and band clubs was as strong in 1980 as ever. The wartime plotting room at Lascaris was featured in the press, with a 1940s off-duty shot of the attractive young Maltese ladies of D-Watch relaxing on the roof of one of their numbers' Floriana flat. While back to the present, in this case, approaching 40 years on from that photo when it was taken, the annual fur and feather show at St Anton Gardens has always attracted large crowds. Patient of Sleema wrote to the Times appealing for a settlement in the long-running medical dispute. Malta's tourist industry was credited with having generated 43% of the country's invisible earnings in 1979. And in Gozo, Marianne Ferrugia of Victoria won an Air Malta trip to London, having been placed first in an essay competition. Malta Carnival Folklore was the title of a film being shown at a Valletta venue. Sir Hannibal Scicluna's 100th birthday was marked by Malta's Historical Society, itself celebrating an anniversary of 30 years, when the Society nominated him their first honorary member. And the Sunday Times announced that in 1980 it would publish again its popular summer and photography supplement of previous years. Popular, too, was the theme music used to introduce the well-watched TV series of the time, often enjoying a good deal of airplay. And in 1980 it was no exception. There was Knott's Landing and Dallas that year, and the theme produced by Peter Howell and the Radiophonic Workshop for Doctor Who. The theme from the television series Doctor Who. And so the first year of the 80s moved ever closer to its halfway point. Red Devil jeans and jackets were presented to the Malta Olympic Committee for the entire Malta contingent to the Moscow Olympics. And it was Benny Lindberg, European downhill skiing champion, who visited the island for this purpose. Mary Manjon, a member of Malta's Floral Club and one of 200 international contestants in the Monaco's 13th Concours International Des Bouquets, returned home, having gained the second prize. and almost in celebration of Mary's success, Malta's president officially opened the island's fifth annual show of indoor plants. Polio Week flag collections in Malta raised 2,995 Malta pounds for the charity. Writing to the press from Santa Venera, a correspondent signing him or herself, but I suspect it was a him, as Flabby Lobster complained about the topless ones observed in Valletta, demanding, "Put a shirt on, man, we're not amused." Five Valletta youths abandoned their boat at Mossamchet, fearing being struck by an approaching Gozo ferry. No collision took place, and they soon swam back to their craft. The 11th Malta Air Rally lifted off, with 46 entrants, of which 20 participants were from the UK. Malta's only entrant was again Paul Rippard in his Piper Cherokee. June 1980 closed with the strangest story of all, described as the riddle of the lady in white. She was seen by schoolchildren in Sliema, walking out of a dilapidated buildings and then vanishing as she slowly walked to the sea. The mystery remained unsolved as fishermen spotted the ghost after dark, becoming so distressed by the apparition that they were taken to hospital, suffering from shock. The popular Swedish singing group ABBA continued in popularity with yet more hits to their credit in 1980. This was one of them. The Piper from ABBA. That's it, folks, for another week. When you join me next time, it will be for the last program in this, the second series of Mortal Memories, when I'll be seeking your help. So I shall say no more about that until then. Meantime, as usual, the contact details for anyone wishing to get in touch by email, mikeroberts@firenet.ws, or by just clicking contact on the station's website. If you prefer to write, please do so care of this station. And if you'd like to catch up on any programs you missed, just go to webcast. They're all there, as I've said many times, at the click of a mouse for the taking. Join me again on radio or online when we conclude 1980 in Malta, utilizing the same ingredients as always: people, events, and music. Until then, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.